Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the head of the Nevada Mining Association, Randy Thompson, has the rundown.
Well, we'll be talking to Tim, I'm not feeling the love, Crowley from the Nevada Mining Association.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Dory Guy, and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada Mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Tim Crowley. He's the president of the Nevada Mining Association, one of Nevada Newsmakers' proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here on the 16th birthday of my beautiful niece, Gracie. Happy birthday, Gracie.
Happy birthday. Good to start off on a good note here.
Yeah.
So you obviously have been having conversations with State Senator Michael Robeson, Joe Hardy, Ben Kiekhefe, Greg Brower, Scott Hammond, and Mark Hutchison. How much of a shock was it to you when they came out with this taxing plan?
I think it surprised everybody that they came out with the plan that they did. But what, how it was unveiled and what the concept is, isn't important. It's where they go from here. And what they've been talking about is a $700 million tax on the mining industry, an industry that represents 4% of the economy. That's on top of the $417 million that we already pay to the state and local economy. A hit like that on any industry is a huge load to take, and it's just bad policy to put that up as a proposal to defeat another tax proposal. Is not well thought out. Took no deliberation. There's been no deliberation on it. And so we'll see what ultimately comes out. It's just a concept now, but it seems like a very foolhardy one.
Have you had conversations with Senator Robeson since then?
We've various members of the mining industry have, but we would prefer to have the conversation on the front end. But if our record of working with the legislature to address fiscal issues is something we're very proud of. We've worked with the legislature to adjust mining taxes last session to the tune of $48 million. And in 2010, when we were upside down, we addressed fee increases. And in 2009, to pay our taxes on the front end of the year as opposed to the end so that they could have a no-interest loan. So we have a very strong record of working with the legislature and have fully intend to work with all of them, all 63 of them, including Senator Roberson.
And part of this, of course, is to put up something in opposition to the margins tax. And Monty Miller has been a very strong proponent of this mining tax. Have you had a conversation with him on the topic?
No, we haven't. We haven't had any conversations with Monty since he ran a ballot initiative against separate ballot initiatives against the gaming industry and the mining industry last year. And he did that in attempts to thwart efforts to do broad-based businesses, and I think he resents that notion. But we're like I said, Sam, we're keeping our eye on the ball, working with policymakers, and if they decide that they want to do tax increases, the governor decides he wants to do tax increases, we're not pushing back from the table, never have, never will, and we'll be active participants in the solutions.
Part of the change that we're looking at for your industry is the Senate Joint Resolution 15, which passed last session, which essentially just says we want to take the mining tax out of our state constitution. Right. And you've been actually supportive of that, just saying let's just put us on a level playing field with everybody else.
You know, we haven't opposed it, and we think that it comes with some risk, and so I think that the legislature needs to look at this that issue with their eyes wide open. Don't forget that in 1989, the legislature, 87 and 89, they passed Senate Joint Resolution 22, which took our taxes from the county rate to the rate of 5%, which was a 300% increase. And it's a tax that, in addition to all of the conventionally generated taxes, adds another $215 million to the state and local governments. That was created in 1989 and supported by, enacted by the public through a public vote on the next general election. What SJR 15 would do is repeal that increase, and that comes with some risk. Instead of having a guaranteed source of revenue in addition to the sales taxes we pay, the property taxes and the payroll taxes, there wouldn't be a mining tax. And that's how some people interpret it. So we're neutral on the issue. We think that they should proceed with caution.
And as Jim Wadhams pointed out on our last broadcast, that these are two completely separate issues and that people shouldn't confuse them as one.
That is absolutely true. If they want to deal with tax policy and raise new revenues, we're absolutely we will be a participant in that discussion. And if they want to remove the guaranteed stream of revenue from the Constitution enacted by the public specifically to tax mining, then that's a different issue.
Rod Eidhoven was on the program last week and representing Las Vegas Sands. Are you surprised that Las Vegas Sands has broken from the Nevada Resort Association, one could say again, after recently rejoining them, to go out in favor of this mining tax?
You know, I've had a little bit of a text message dialogue with folks from the Sand, and their position is that they don't think we should be in the Constitution, but in terms of taxing, they just make a distinction like you just did a moment ago. Those are two separate issues, and they're not advocating for industry-specific taxes. They're standing with their partners in the gaming industry and not advocating for taxes.
Okay, my understanding was that Las Vegas Sands was separate from the Resort Association in terms of wanting to see this mining tax go onto the ballot.
Yeah, that's why we had that little dialogue, was just to clarify that, and that's what.
Okay, so that is not the case then.
That is not the case.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tim Crowley when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tim Crowley. He's the president of the Nevada Mining Association. One of the things that's come on over and over and over again on this program is that most organizations would like to see broad-based taxes, not industry-specific taxes, mainly because they're concerned that this year it's mining, 2 years from now it's going to be retail, 2 years from then it's going to be gaming, and everybody has a concern about that.
Well, we share that concern, and it's not something that we cooked up on ourselves by ourselves. It comes from countless studies that have been done over time. The Price Waterhouse is the one that most people turn to, saying that if we're going to raise new revenues, we should do it in a broad way that doesn't single out any industry. And that's not an issue of, oh, we don't want to pick on anyone. It's an issue of stability for state revenue, and to peg essential services like education to the mining industry, which is a commodity that goes up and down with the market in London, is risky. Should you do it a little bit? Of course. Should you do it a lot of bit? I don't believe you should. Just looking at the price of gold, which is the primary mineral that we mine in the state of Nevada, it's decreased 17% since last session, since May of last session, 2 years ago. It's decreased a little over 10% in the last 6 months. So, there's risk in narrowing the tax base and continuing with that. We already have a very narrow tax base by virtue of mining and gaming and a couple other industries paying industry-specific taxes on top of their normal generally imposed tax overhead.
Well, if you look back to the gross receipts fight back in 2003, 2003. And then banking was sort of the business du jour, and banking pays a 2% payroll tax, while the other places pay 1.7. Of course, first 250,000 nobody pays tax on, and then banking also has a per branch fee. So right. Banking has been hit. Now it's you guys. Now it's gaming. It was retail with the gross receipts. So it seems like they're trying to pit business against each other, which, as a business lobbyist myself, we need to stick together and say, let us look what is low, what is fair, what is broad, and what works for everybody instead of this volatility. Sort of the irony is that price of gold tends to go down when the stock market goes up. So you are kind of almost a balancing, I'm not you, but gold is almost this balancing factor. But how do we get legislators who have notoriously, for the past 10 years, continually tried to pick apart businesses and pit us against each other on these elements? How do we get these guys to understand that broader is better?
Well, I think there's a general appreciation for broad-based business taxes. It's just a difficult process, and so they're up against significant pressures. And I like that you pointed out the banking paying that increment on the payroll tax. Despite that increase, and there's no knock on the banking industry, mining, which employs 1% of the state's workforce, is the fifth largest payer into the payroll tax, just by virtue of paying twice the average salaries in the state of Nevada. And so you even find a disproportionate share in some of the conventional taxes. But I think we've got good leaders that are, if they do decide to do tax policy, they're going to do it in a way that is as broad as possible.
In the assembly, there was a pushback against this mining tax. Pat Hickey referred to it as a peanut brittle turd approach. And of course, there are a lot more people in the assembly that are in mining districts that don't want to see things go in a negative way.
Well, yeah, there is a growth. We are in a growth phase right now, and the tax contributions that have come from the mining industry, total local and state taxes, have doubled since 2009. We've gone from just over $200 million in state and local taxes to over $400 million because of growth in the industry, prosperity, and with that comes hiring more people. We've employed a third of all job growth since we've started climbing out of the recession has come from the mining industry. So there's value in allowing businesses to thrive and grow, and the benefits to education are profound. For instance, in other essential services, but for instance, when it comes to education, we're able to contribute through the mining tax. Half of those proceeds go to state to local governments, which is essentially education. That keeps us out of the Nevada plan, the distribution of state funds to rural communities. So rural Nevada, mining rural Nevada, is not taking dollars from the state distribution fund, yet they're still able to have graduation rates of 86% in Elko County versus 68% in Washoe County. So that kind of prosperity leads to successes, and there is a general appreciation for allowing our business to continue to succeed.
Somebody emailed me yesterday and said, what about the exemption that the gaming industry is looking for comp meals? You know, how much is that going to cost the state?
You're asking the wrong guy, Sam.
But it's a significant number.
I don't know. I really haven't focused on it. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. It's not just tax increase, it's also exemptions that people are trying to get to.
I will point out that because it's mentioned periodically that mining is not exempt from any taxes. And I read that periodically and I say, well, name one that we're exempt from. Mm-hmm. Hard to do because it doesn't exist.
Okay, we'll be down in Carson City in just a couple of weeks from now for the rest of the session. So I'm sure we'll be seeing you back there.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
We are Ashley, and only Ashley can offer you 50% off store-wide. Buy this queen bed, just $195, or this sofa, just $295, plus 50% off store-wide, or 60 months interest-free financing, plus $100 off at the number one furniture retailer in the U.S.
Make your home look new again. At Sparks Tile and Stone, we have a huge selection of porcelain and ceramic tile, natural stone, and we specialize in granite countertops. Right now at Sparks Tile and Stone, we have granite countertops starting at $175. We'll find the best fit for your budget. We do free estimates and in-store design. We'll have your home looking new again. Visit our large showroom on Rock Boulevard today or call 358-7734.
Sparks Tile and Stone, for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
Bassett's custom furniture sale is going on now. Save an extraordinary 30% when you design it your way. Choose from over 700 fabrics and countless styles. Then save 25% on everything else. Hurry in. The Bassett custom furniture sale ends soon.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident.
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Warren Hardy is here, former state senator and principal with Hardy Consulting. Dory Guy is chair of the Washoe Dems. And Trey Abney, director of government relations for the chamber. Your thoughts on our prior interview with Tim Crowley?
Well, listen, I mean, I think it did come as a surprise, but in retrospect, I don't think anybody should be surprised necessarily that that was put forth as an alternative, because that discussion about whether mining should have, you know, special treatment in the Constitution, those kinds of things, has been around as long as I've been at the legislature. So,
which does go back to the 1800s.
Which does go back to at least to 1991. Yeah, exactly. When we drafted the Constitution originally. No, so I think it's a discussion that has occurred. I think the difference this time, though, is with reapportionment, there's not quite the rural, strength in the legislature there has been. So I think it's potentially a different conversation this time.
It was interesting, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Tim Crowley was quoted as saying that if he'd have known the outcome of this, that he would have probably wanted to fund Sheila Leslie rather than Michael Robeson.
That would have been very nice had he funded Sheila Leslie. this situation has been around for a very, very long time. I recall a petition a couple of years ago that got as many signatures as they possibly could. I'm trying to remember the people that were behind it, but it's been around. And my personal feeling is that they take a precious metal out of the state of Nevada that is not replenishable, and they should be paying their fair share. I understand that they employ a lot of people within the state of Nevada at a fair wage, but I think they took something like $92 billion out last year. And I think we really need to take another look at it.
Trey, you want to respond to that?
Well, I think, this is interesting politics, isn't it? I mean, we know that the margins tax has got awful, at least a lot of us know that. And so the Republicans, some Senate Republicans, decided that, you do any public survey in the state and they'll tell you mining and gaming need to pay more, right, if you do a poll. So they've decided to pick the lesser of two evils, go after the mining companies in order to get rid of the margins tax or make sure that doesn't pass. Great politics. I'm not convinced of the policy. What have we heard about our state budget over the years? It's based on one industry. You know, our taxes aren't broad-based enough. Well, here, this idea would focus on another industry, again, a single industry tax, on an industry that's up and down as gold goes up and down over the years. And so what I worry about in the future, if this were to ever come to pass, is this will be a baseline budget, and so we're going to be funding education and taking care of autistic kids and all these mental health issues and all these things that we have to pay for, and then the gold market goes down, and we're going to be right back here talking about what other industry or whatever the tax we need to take care of these issues.
Warren?
Well, Sam, but I would just remind Trey that they didn't start the policy discussion, because it's no worse to have a policy discussion about taxes the way the margins tax is going about it, too. So policy's unfortunately out the window. Something's going to happen on that if something else doesn't happen, to stop it. And that's really what's driving the conversation about the mining tax. I don't think we'd be having the conversation but for the fact that the margin tax is there.
Absolutely.
And they had to counter it.
And that comes down to, frankly, the legislature not doing its job of dealing with an overall tax policy look, because they've kicked the can down and the teachers union have said, okay, you guys, we're going to put this on the ballot.
Well, the thing is that we still need to look at our tax structure entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we haven't done. And everybody talks about it.
Well, we've done it. We just keep putting the studies on the shelf.
We just keep putting it somewhere else.
Got lots of studies.
Yeah, you've got it. But we really need to do something in that area. I, for one, have absolutely no qualms about paying more taxes, whether it be property taxes, whether it be over-the-counter grocery or retail taxes. I have no problem with that as long as it's being funded to the right direction. Our education, to our services, our social services, and...
And Warren, isn't that the most stable of the taxes, is property tax and sales
well,
tax?
Well, it is, and it's probably the mistake we made with the tax shift in 81, but I think I'd take exception with what Randy said about the legislature not doing their job. We raised taxes in 03, we raised taxes in 09. That's the way to
whole policy aspect of just looking at what's broad-based.
Exactly.
Raising
I didn't say we did it right.
Yeah.
But at least we had the discussion at the legislature, and so that's where that should reside.
But the challenge is the teachers will continue to say it's never enough.
Right.
We have never funded enough. I'm sorry, but that's the one thing I keep hearing.
You could pass the margin tax, bring in double the amount they say it's going to bring
and
in,
and
it won't
and
be
you
enough.
Could pass the mining tax, too.
Let Dory get in here.
Well, you know, My thought on what's going on with the schools, and this is only my thought, it just seems to me like it's costing us a lot of money to educate one child. And where all that money's going, I'm not sure. But when I looked at my two grandchildren who go to a school in Sparks, and it's costing $9,000 to educate each one of them per year, seems to me that is really...
Well, let's look at Clark County and look at the amount of money the school superintendent has made over the last couple of years and walked out on his contract.
Mm-hmm.
Also his special assistant was making $250,000 a year.
And his consultants.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And so, you know, there are areas you can look at and go, maybe
do
we can put
we
that
might
towards
be a little
the
administrative heavy?
Hey, before we leave mining, though, we just got to make
very
sure
quickly.
That Tim's brother, Neil, happy birthday. Sorry he forgot to say that.
We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas after this timeout.
Two words. Tickets on sale Saturday.
Single game tickets for the 2013 Reno Aces season go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. For details, call 334-7000 or visit renoaces.com.
Life can be unpredictable. We can be injured anytime, in our cars or even at our jobs. And oftentimes, unexpected injuries can happen due to the negligence of others. If you've suffered a personal injury, don't be intimidated by the insurance companies. Call me. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. Together, we'll take the insurance companies on head on. Thank you for placing your trust in me.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay? Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Two words. Tickets on sale Saturday.
Single game tickets for the 2013 Reno Aces season go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. For details, call 334-7000 or visit renoaces.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, coming up next, we'll have Senator Richard Bryan, former Senator Richard Bryan.
We'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks for watching.